Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, 12655. Date of visit was yesterday, which was 11-2. Miss Graham is a 67-year-old woman. Yeah, she's a 66-year-old woman from Louisiana, used to work home health, been married before, not been single for a long time, has one son who she doesn't have much contact with. Currently, she lives in a group home with two other people. She gets her meals from Meals on Wheels. You can tell she's lost a lot of weight. She says she used to weigh 165 pounds, but now she weighs only 140, period. She's a smoker. She has end-stage COPD with associated corpulmonale and the severe shortness of breath and weakness, and because even though this has been the problem for some time, she has refused to quit smoking, period. She doesn't drink alcohol. Of course, she's not driving. She's barely able to move around. When I saw her, she was sitting on the couch and drooling, very weak. I suspect patient may have had another stroke. She tells me that one time they wanted to send her to the emergency room, but she decided she didn't want to go when the paramedics arrived. Medical problems, coronary artery disease, CHF, COPD, tobacco abuse, high cholesterol, hypertension. She's currently not taking any medication for her cholesterol. Surgery, most important surgery has been cancer surgery. Right breast was removed about 10 years ago, no chemotherapy or radiation. She says, I don't remember what other surgeries I've had. Family history, dad died of alcoholism, mom died of some kind of cancer. COVID immunizations up to date, allergy, none. Medication includes albuterol, pronebulizer treatment, Lipitor 40, vitamin D, vitamin C, and Tylenol. She says she doesn't have any other medication at this time, but she was on other medication previously. Review of system, again, I find her to be very weak, thin, muscle wasting in the lower extremity, drooling, very fragile, difficulty with walking, generalized weakness. She speaks in a whisper. Appeared to be stumbling around. She also complains of constipation, not getting enough to eat. She only gets meals on wheels, and sometimes she has to share that with other roommates. She's lost weight from 165 to 140, as I mentioned. Her room is tidy, and she does have an AC unit in place, period. Exam, 140 over 80, pulse 82, respirations 18, heart positive, two lungs are clear, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, scaphoid, neck shows show muscle wasting, neurological right, slight left-sided weakness noted to the point that she's stumbling at this time, and pedal edema, I know pedal edema, but muscle wasting in the lower extremity and temporal wasting noted. Assessment number one, here we have a 66-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, quite weak. I suspect patient has had a recent stroke. Patient refused transfer to the hospital. Patient is drooling. She's having difficulty walking. She has left-sided weakness. She's short of breath. She's weak. She's lost weight. She is in need, desperate need of social services to help with her meals and possible provider services. Next number is constipation. Next number, COPD. Next number is continue with NEB treatments. When she's able to do so, she's very weak, and most of the time she doesn't use that. Oh, on the exam of the lungs, put down patient does have shallow breath sounds and wheezing bilaterally. Next number, we talked about smoking. If she quit smoking, we can get her O2-sat evaluated and maybe get her oxygen to give her some strength and help her with shortness of breath. But first, she must quit smoking. We talked about using Wellbutrin, 75 SRBID. She's willing to think about it. Next number is high cholesterol. Next number is very fragile. Next number is thin. Next number is confusion. Next number is not interested in a CT scan or an MRI to see the source of her severe weakness, and especially the left-sided weakness and a possible stroke, possible Mets. Next number is breast cancer. Next number is CHF. Next number, get her to quit smoking. Next number is social worker to see. Next number is home health. Hospice aides and nurse will see her. Next one is try to provide her, try to get her provider services ASAP. Next number, it's important to mention patient's definitely not driving and very much homebound. Thank you.